Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Oh, man. What a heartbreaker last yesterday, but it was fun to watch. Federer and Djokovic, wild, crazy. 5 hours, classic, epic, whatever you want to call it if you're a tennis fan. Let me just get that out of the way before people go, I don't care about tennis. Good morning, everybody. We're just a week away from all you football junkies that need a little fix to get going.
So, first off, welcome back to you in Hollywood. Yeah. Feels like a month and a half you guys have been gone.
Well, listen, I wiped out a bunch of vacation days with West Coast you family.
You and Hollywood, both you guys. Jeez.
I actually wish I could tell you I did something really exciting, but I didn't leave this small town in California. So
Listen, you got to see your grandkid. You got to see some of your kids. That's a nice trip.
I got to see kids, my granddaughter.
That's right.
My mother and father.
That's right.
And my sister and my niece. Yeah, no, I went through the whole thing there. But I can't tell you, like, I went to San Francisco. I was in Northern California. I didn't go to San Francisco, and I didn't go to Lake Tahoe.
Okay.
Two of my favorite places.
I know they are, yeah.
So we stayed as, you know, your parents get a little older. You stay around and play cards and stuff that we do, spades and hearts.
That's my favorite. Are you kidding me? Every time you bring up spades and hearts, I honestly get jealous. I love playing spades and hearts.
A lot of coffee, but I did eat a lot of Mexican food.
Okay, so now I'm really jealous.
I just want to let you know, I went to every mom and pop. If it was, my wife goes, how much more Mexican? I say, listen, I'm going for it. It was good.
We came back for one of the best tennis matches I've ever seen in my life, but all you missed last week was 5 days of the tease of Russell Westbrook.
Oh.
I mean, that is legitimately, anyone who listened to the show last week, let's see, 5 shows, 4 days, 20 hours of radio. I would say 19 hours and 40 minutes were dedicated last week. To either we're getting Russ or we lost Russ.
Well,
what next?
I was out of town, so I just figured it was going to happen. Like all of a sudden, and I saw it happen. I go, oh no. Paul George just asked for a trade, and right away he's going with Kawhi to the Clippers. And I knew right then. I went, oh no. Westbrook's out.
Out.
I go,
not staying around with that.
And Riley's aggressive. I go, oh no. I'm going to miss another friggin' July special. Like, I said, he's got
his together
big
two. Super team. That's
I
it.
Said, he's got, they're starting a little older in life at 30, both of them. But,
well, rewind. What'd you think
Westbrook
about Kawhi
and
Paul George?
I thought it was great.
Right.
I think, actually, with the, you know, we're out of the big three business. We're now big twos.
The duos, man.
It's all about big twos and supporting cast. And, I think it's kind of exciting what the NBA's done. As you said, no matter where you were, everybody was talking about it. LeBron and Anthony Davis, George and Kawhi Leonard, Harden and Westbrook now. That's going to be interesting to see if it works, although they're old teammates, and we've seen them together before the Oklahoma City when they played the Heat in the finals. Durant and Irving, although they got to wait a year on that. Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, second half. Simmons and Embiid. I mean, you can go on. Everybody's got some form
of a dynamic duo
of at least two really good players. I left out the Boston guys, and we'll see how that all plays out in a couple other teams. So Portland and Utah love their teams out on the West Coast. They're all fired up. Denver goes, hey, we're really good. We got our same core of guys back. So, the NBA's kind of – there's no clear cut.
No.
There really isn't. Although, you know, I heard Anthony Davis say, I'll take our roster against anybody else. But Clippers are going, we ain't bad. And we're healthy and ready to go. And like I said, everybody else out there loves their team. And I just want to see how this Harden and Westbrook. And by the way, Harden, did he just dump Chris Paul.
Oh, my goodness.
He dumped him harder than I got dumped in my first marriage. I mean, he took.
It was bad.
He got, for all that stuff, people make stuff up. These guys are friends. Sure, they go at it, but it's no different than anybody else. Oh, no. James Harden went in. Harden went and said, if we got a chance to get Westbrook, dump Chris Paul.
Yep.
Period.
Yep.
Nobody's going to tell me any differently on that. The media doesn't know what they're talking about. This is garbage. No, it wasn't. It was right on the money. And then we see former players coming out saying Chris Paul's a pain in the ass to play with. He's smarter than everybody else.
That's right.
Guys get sick of it. He's annoying. And, oh, by the way, misses a quarter of the season, which is why I hope they don't get him down here.
Oh, right? That was the at the end of the week, by the way, last week, once Westbrook went to Houston, Paul was in Oklahoma City, and then you saw the rumors of, well, the Heat might be interested in bringing Chris Paul. And I went, no, please stop. Russell Westbrook at least was a little bit of excitement, younger guy. I know the money was bad, and, you know, all the talk was the last 2 years of Russ's contract, 44-2 and 47-1. If he's dynamic and he loses that, it's going to be bad. But what if I told you Chris Paul has never been a dynamic and never been a guy that jumps out the building, and he depends on having other players around him, and now you want that for 3 years at 40 and change a year? No, thank you.
Yeah.
Give me Jimmy Butler, what we got, and let's ride that way.
Well, Chris Paul, if he was to come right now, the Chris Paul that we have when he's healthy, in my opinion, would be either your best or second best player.
Sure.
We say that about the whole Heat roster every time there's a big name guy. I agree. But like you said, he's 34 years old. He's averaged 59 games over the last 3 years.
No thanks. I'll skip.
You know, and Riley's big on this. You can't play 60. We've seen it with a couple of guys. You can't play 60 games.
And you
can't
play, is it?
Can't play three quarters of the regular
no
season.
Way.
We need more of you. That was the old Shaq thing. And I was like, well, then this guy's not for you, and it sounds like, and I don't know anything about Chris Paul except what you see and
what you hear.
He's had issues with everybody. I thought maybe it was Doc Rivers' kid and Doc Rivers and everything, and then, wait a sec, now he goes to Houston, and guys are going, yeah, he's a pain in the ass to play with.
He had problems with Blake Griffin. He had problems with James Harden. He's had problems with DeAndre Jordan. He's had problems with everybody he's played with. You want to bring him down here into the culture?
Yeah.
And you think that's just going to fix everything?
Yeah.
This is not Timmy Hardaway coming from Golden State, having problems there. He's trying to resurrect his career, and it worked. Chris Paul is the guy that thinks he's still the guy.
Yeah,
you can't do that.
Timmy didn't come down here at 34 years old either.
Exactly.
So I don't know what he's got left, and I hope we stay away from him. Let's go with Jimmy Butler and this group of guys and see what we have and go from there. I'm with you. Tyler Hero had a really good summer league.
Lighten it up.
Which, by the way, did you ever think summer league would become so popular? I give it to the NBA, by the way. I got to say the NBA, best offseason they've had, whether you like what's going on in the NBA or not, and some have questioned all the great players trading out of, wanting to get trade out of small markets like Oklahoma City, which is now screwed. Although, Oklahoma City sitting there with a ton of first-round picks going, all right, we got a Harden, Durant, Westbrook this thing one more time. Here we go and see if they can. But I think it's pretty exciting. And then they got these summer league basketball games pretty much. I mean, it's always on. ESPN's running all those games
yep.
in both Sacramento and Las Vegas. Pretty smart. I give the NBA credit. They're following the NFL stage a little bit with what they're doing.
Off-season, even preseason,
summer,
whatever it is.
And the summer league and the guys they're getting and everybody. Golden State's, all their shows from the Bay Area were out there. So people could follow some of the free agents that signed were out there to give them more juice. They did a nice job. A lot of veteran players go to Las Vegas to watch summer league basketball. They really had it going. I was very, very impressed with it. But, yeah, so the theme is no longer the big three. It's now the big twos and supporting cast to see what this is going to look like. I think it's going to be a fun NBA season. We're going to be putting it on hold here over the next few months.
Thank goodness.
But this thing outside, I still think somebody's going to take Chris Paul. I don't know how the hell they're going to do it because he does have a big fat contract and everything else. But he is a good player when he's healthy. But I don't know the part we never know about is how big of a pain in the ass are you. I don't know, sitting here in Sacramento, you can tell where I've been, sitting here with you in Miami, I don't know, but a lot of things come back don't make Chris Paul sound real good, right?
No, I mean,
you start to hear things about certain guys.
Yep.
Carmelo Anthony. I saw somebody's report says, yeah, Carmelo still thinks he's a starter. Like, Carmelo. Like, hello. A couple years ago, everybody tried to tell you, man, come off the bench and play another 3 years.
That's
three
right.
or 4 years
and
where you're shooting and everything.
Yeah.
And he's like sitting there. I don't know what his agent telling him. Oh, Carmelo, you're still a starter. I'm like, hey, dude, I don't know if you've noticed the whole league. Nobody thinks you're a starter anymore. The ball sticks to you. Like, what don't you get? Ball sticks to you, you're not a starter. What don't you get, man, is you got to change your game. It's not just coming from one guy. It comes from everybody.
You forgot to mention he doesn't play defense.
That too, but so
he'd
anyway,
be a starter in the big three. Call up Ice Cube.
It is. Yeah, hey,
he can play on one of those teams.
Hey, listen, don't be laughing. He might be in that league pretty soon.
I'm looking around. Amari Stoudemire is trying to make a comeback now in the NBA. Also, he's trying out for teams. These guys all need to play in the big three.
I give Stoudemire credit. I mean, he's been on every show to talk about his comeback, and he's got a bunch left. Great, good luck to you.
Yep.
With bad wheels. And by the way, bad knees don't go away.
No.
Bone on bone doesn't go away for guys that said, you know, now that I'm not in basketball, I feel pretty good. Like, the answer, just because you're playing a little 3-on-3 basketball is not full court 20, 25 minutes a night basketball. It's just a much different deal, and it's not like your knees aren't going to start hurting and you don't
correct.
Know. There is a guy that's interesting out there. Dwight Howard now saying he wants to go to L.A.
Of course he does.
So what did he play like? He played like five games before his back went out and he missed the whole season.
Yes.
Everybody's dumping him. Does anybody take a chance and go, you know, Dwight Howard on the cheap? Do you take him?
I mean, you put him in the Lakers?
Well,
with Boogie and Anthony Davis, what are they trying to do?
I saw Dwight Howard, actually. He's a little bit like Hassan Whiteside. Like, if he does play, he can't help but accidentally get you 10-10, right?
Well, I mean, you're right. That's true. But
speaking
like, how many
of
guys centers
got
that team
no
needs?
Offensive game that
no.
never gets better, Dwight Howard.
No,
but like just
layups.
Athletically, he finds 10 rebounds every night. Mm. So I don't know. And there's a guy that could be a bit of a pain in the ass too.
You think
that seems to rub people the wrong way on these teams. So I don't know, but. He's talking about he wants to go back to the Lakers.
Come on, stop it. You got no shot.
Just because Kobe's gone, you're not going to have any shot at all to end up on that team. We got all kinds of stuff to get to here this morning yesterday. I don't know, Zach. I know you guys aren't huge tennis fans, but yesterday was basically it was a six-set epic because they play this tiebreaker thing, a tie game thing now, up to 12-12 in the fifth set, and then a tiebreaker. Just unbelievable to play at that level for 5 hours. Just incredible for two guys in their 30s. What, 32 and 37 going back and forth?
68 games, 422 points, 35 aces.
Were you good with the way that ended, though, with them going to the tiebreak? Because that's a new thing. They used to just play it out.
Well, see, I would have just gone at 6-6. In the fifth set.
And you would have just gone right into
tiebreaker.
The tiebreak, right? Because
yeah.
It felt cheap at that point. Like, it was 12-12. You
those
might as
guys,
well at that point play it out, right?
You got two guys somewhat gassed. They were kind of picking and choosing when they're going after that. And both team guys can really serve. So next thing you know, you played another set to get it to 12-12 instead of 6-6. And then the tiebreaker. But it was I don't know if they're going to change. Every major tries to do something a little differently in that fifth set. But that was just unbelievable. I'm a huge Roger Federer fan, as you guys know, but that was, even though he lost and was up 40-15 serving and had a chance.
A couple match points, yeah. That hurt a little bit.
Yeah, that was a little sticky.
You can't stop the match between the GOAT and Federer. You got to let them keep going.
That was wrong right there. That was such a shot. Well, listen, Djokovic is in
the
conversation,
closer.
Man.
He's getting closer.
And Nadal, and by the way, it's the most amazing sport. So all these young tennis players who are so great, everybody talks about. All the guys in their 20s, all the young guys coming up. Oh, this is the next batch of stars. And at the end of the day, I was looking at one point through the semifinals, and you go, well, it's Nadal, Federer, and Djokovic again.
We talked about that Wednesday last week. TV's bet. The greatest thing to happen was that Final Four and three of those, as long as Joker wins on his side,
Joker,
you're going to have Nadal or Federer versus him in the final. Perfect for TV.
Joker won his, and so now you got one part of semifinal, and it's Nadal and Federer, who had a great match.
Yes.
And you're going, you got that, and then you got Djokovic. I said, here we go, 1, 2, and 3. Once again, going at it. We got to go to break, man. A lot of stuff here to get to. Hey, football is right around. Can you believe rookies report into this weekend?
6 days from now.
Yeah.
6 days before this week is over.
Find out more about our rookies. We'll talk a little bit about that and this Tyreek Hill thing. That and what the NFL is trying to do. We're going to get into all that stuff. We'll have that for you. So don't go away. We got commercials here, man. We got to take care of some business. We'll be right back.
Radio.com. Creep on in, on in. See, I'm riding high, high. Whoa. Kind of broke the seam, y'all. So all I got is fire. I got fire.
Hey, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Hope everybody had a great weekend out there. Well, by the way, what was the weather before I go through all the weather? I didn't get back till late.
Let's see. A little bit of rain and a lot of heat all weekend long. No. Basically, I could have said that for every day.
You didn't get all the heat because I caught a bunch of it in Arizona, and I caught a bunch in California, too.
Our heat's just different. Yours was like oven heat out there. Ours is the sweaty heat. Yeah.
Like right. Big difference
in
the walk.
Wet heat. Yeah.
The one even, but I did find out you got to keep drinking that liquid, man.
Yeah, you got to keep hydrated.
Drinking that water. By the way, I leave and Kendrick Norton has an accident with Chance Omega, defensive tackle. Jim Caldwell, associate head coach and a really good quarterback coach, has some medical problems, so he's stepping down. I'm like, gee, mini Christmas.
You missed a lot for nothing.
So, well, we hope both guys end up being okay and get on with everything and got a lot more years in them to live. And, of course, Kendrick's got a long road ahead of him with everything that's happened to him and from the car accident. But a lot of other stuff going on here as – I see the new collective bargaining, the NFL and the NFLPA starting a meeting, which is good. Before, got a couple years, but you want to get working on it so it doesn't get in the last second. But I got to just tell you one thing, and I am all with this one. I do not want to see 18 games, 18 regular season games. Personally, just Zach, I know a lot of people feel differently. I don't want to see 18 games. It just... And the reason I say this is I believe the Dolphins have had the last 2 years between 26 and 28 guys on IR. All right, there are going to be guys they go down, but these aren't just guys that are banged up to miss a game or two. These are guys that are out for the year, either late in the year, early in the year, done, right? Preseason key guys that you're counting on get injured, you know, don't play that much. We had the Raekwon got injured the first play.
That's
and all
special
of a sudden
teams, right?
That's missed the whole done. Season. Stuff like that. Anyway, so the 18 games, plus you got Thursday night game, which is the tough turnaround. You got a lot of guys still banged up that try to play, knowing I'll just play, but I just don't think the football's as good. But I understand business is business, and money overcomes everything else. I just don't know. I maybe there's a way to do. I did hear this one, Zach. I don't know how you guys feel about the 18 game regular season. And I get the 4 preseason games are tough to watch.
Yeah, that's the only thing they have going for them. In the argument is that the 4 preseason games just are a lot.
It is too long. It is too long. But you're playing a lot of the guys at the bottom of the 90-man roster for preseason. They're getting a lot of playing time, but it is boring, and as you know, nobody goes to them. You see how empty the stadium is. You get your hardcore that go to watch everything and get an idea what it's going to look like, but starters play very, very little. Key players play very little in this whole thing. But I'm not sure that they can't negotiate 17 games with 2 bye weeks. That might be something. The 2 bye weeks sounds really attractive. Split it up.
Yeah, Dolphins have an early bye week this year.
I don't know, but 18, I know you go, Joe, it's just one more. What the hell's a big deal?
I think any more is too much at this point, right?
Like, yeah.
By the time that season's over, it does feel like a long season, doesn't it?
Oh, they're going to play. Yeah, it is a long season.
They start early September.
I know it's shorter than all the other leagues, obviously, but
every game counts.
Like a long season.
Got all week. I like the structure of it.
Trading off two preseason for regular season for me is okay.
Here,
I think it's okay. I mean, because the preseason just stinks.
But Joe's right. The games are so meaningful in the NFL. Like, you don't have a game to throw away here and there.
No.
Like, in every other sport, other sport, you can have a night off. You can throw away a game. In the NFL, you can't really.
Well, here's the other thing they're talking about. I think it's the worst idea of all, which is incredible. They're talking about playing 18 games, but 16 games, and then you're going to rest guys.
Are
you kidding me?
Yeah, you can't do that.
What a friggin' joke that is.
If you play 18, you play 18.
By the way, I'm out. Hey, backup quarterback, you got it this week. Go get him.
That's a preseason game to me, and that could be in week 13 when you do that. No, I don't want to do that.
For the teams that...
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
That's
you play 18, you play 18 regular season
really
games with no
bad
restrictions.
Idea.
You can't do that.
Yeah, I agree.
Give the two bye weeks if that's the case. You put, like, if the Dolphins had an 18-game schedule, they had a bye week week 5 and a bye week week 12, and you had 18 games, that's fine.
Exactly.
But don't tell me one of those games for a team that has Aaron Rodgers or a team that has Tom Brady, for one of those games you got to sit Brady? You got to sit Rodgers during the regular season?
No, I agree.
That makes no sense.
No. The guys you come out to watch, especially when the league's talking about protecting and having their starting quarterbacks because it's good for business. They're the stars of most of the teams. I get it. It's just a really, really bad idea. So I'm torn here. I'm torn between the four bad preseason games. And let me tell you, I already got a vision of talking to Jimmy Seffel sitting there fourth quarter. And literally there's guys coming in that they just signed that are playing. A guy jumps up, makes a catch, and you're going, that was a nice catch. Anyway, Jimmy, hey, what's for dinner tonight? You know, and you're doing the whole thing there, and you realize people want to see the final product.
That's it.
And you're that's right. What they really care about. And so I agree. Four's too many, but 18 games of regular season. I love watching all the games I do, but I just don't know. Especially in you throwing in Thursday night football, that's been a tough sell because I see so many guys on the plane still icing up. When you have a Thursday night game, you got to travel out Wednesday, and you just played Sunday. There's most guys will tell you midway through the season, I am really banged up in the middle of the week, and don't start feeling better till Thursday, Friday. Where you start feeling it's just tough turnaround. Now I understand fans don't give a crap, like they're getting paid.
Well,
shut up!
You don't want to watch football. They don't
and,
care about that.
And everything else. But I'm just going by our numbers on IR the last 2 years. We've had a ton. They're going to do whatever they want anyway. But this is going to be a big one to see them work it out. And I know everything's about money on both sides. The players want more money. Decide what they're going to do with it. The owners are looking to make more money.
Two more regular season games.
With all that, I get it. But the bye weeks, trying to sell the players on an extra bye. Hey, you get another weekend off. Guaranteed 4 days. We'll put it in agreement. 4-day vacation. You don't have to be around. Well, here's the problem with that. And now that I've had a chance to see the bye week, guess what? If you're banged up on the bye week, you got to be around and get
treatment every day
anyway.
Right.
That's no bye week. Unless you happen to be healthy and you get signed off, they go, all right, you're good to go, man.
And
we'll see you in 4 days.
Days.
Go enjoy
off.
The Bahamas, yeah. You know, for a few days. So that's a crazy one.
I just think the preseason, you know, two of those games really just mean nothing. I know the first game is just the excitement, and the third game is supposed to be the dress rehearsal. Game four of the preseason to me is nothing for any of the guys that really are going to make that team. The first 53, you kind of know. And I understand that. But if you go to 18 and they do end up doing that, and they do give an extra bye week, if they go with the 16-game max, what's even the point?
Yeah,
like that to me is the one deciding thing where I look at and go, as a fan, I don't want that. I don't mind 18 games. I love the NFL. Play 40. I don't care. It's not going to be great, but I'll take it because I'm a football fan. But don't give me one game during the season where I'm going to see all the backups. You might as well play a preseason game then.
I think it's a bad idea, too. I'm not a fan of that. Of course, we'll see how this whole pass interference thing goes.
That's another thing you got to deal with.
Worst idea I've ever seen.
Yep.
I'm just really struggling in the name of technology and quick technology, like technology give you your answers and the right answers quickly, and I know we can get it, and we're getting in every sport. Hell, I was watching baseball last night. They did a bang-bang play at home. I don't know if anybody caught it, and they went to 200 different shots. They went to shots cameras I didn't even know. They could see over the top in the corner, and they were like, oh, his leg's blocking it. Let's go to this other shot over the top and to get it right. I just would prefer, when it comes to penalties, especially in football, holding and pass interference, I just think you can call on every play.
Yeah, that's going to be the problem.
I'm dying to see how this works out when they can use it at the end of the game to keep drives going and everything else, and how many teams are going to win games this year because of a pass interference that's replayed. Scares me a little bit. Scares me a little bit, man.
Welcome to the new NFL.
So we'll see how that goes. And, of course, the other story, we always talk about relationships. There's certain people you're going, all you guys do is fight, man. Every time you guys together fight, you guys are terrible for each other. Terrible. Sound like my first marriage. Terrible for each other. You shouldn't be together. She drinks. She starts crying in the middle of everybody. Starts ripping. You're out. Where are you? It's just bad. Tyreek Hill and his now former fiance, they have the three-year-old. I don't know what the deal is with the three-year-old. I don't know if the state has the three-year-old, if they had to give the three-year-old to grandparents or what the deal is. Tyreek Hill, the Kansas City wide receiver, still waiting to find out what's going to happen in the NFL and playing and everything. I just realized she just had newborn twins and is saying they're his. And I'm like, how long can dysfunction stay together?
Well,
They're not together now. I guess they're saying they're not together. He's kind of claiming they're not his. She's saying they're definitely, through this stuff over what, which just looks very dysfunctional, and yet they stay together, and I know she's staying in, you know, thing for battered women and all that, and it's got their lawyers. And I don't know how bad it is. I don't think any of us do. I don't know if anybody truly knows the story. He said, she said. Apparently the police had finally just said, hey, we don't know we know there was something there, but we don't know if it was his, if it was him, or if it was her. It's just a bad, bad story. But now you're bringing in two more newborn twins into the picture here.
Into a huge state of dysfunction. Probably not the safest thing.
Thing has got Jerry Springer and Maury written all over, right?
Of course.
Right. You don't think Maury's trying to get this where he can read? Maury goes, Joe, here's the test. And Joe, you're the bad father. Father of this. What? I'm the father. No. I knew it. I didn't sleep with your buddy. It's crazy.
It's going to end up happening at this. This is going to be a television show by itself, a reality show by itself.
So now she's got just brutal situation. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much you have to go through before you finally say, you know what? I understand we have a child together, but we're not good for each other. We need to literally have, when we have a handoff on our child, we need to have like somebody there from the courts or something, or from the family, to make sure it's smooth. And outside of that, we should have nothing to do with each other.
You would think that someone would tell them that.
Even go through a family member when it comes to medical or anything else. Like, it's really, really, really dysfunctional.
Well, you're adding two more to the dysfunction. Why not?
Tried to do each other, and I don't know if she's out to ruin his life because he wanted to dump her, and so she's decided, I'm going to do everything I can to ruin your life. Who knows? I've heard all the theories out there, and this is just, whatever it is, they shouldn't be together. Tyreek should take his chances and go, we're not going to be together. I'm going to try to get my career going again after whatever happens with the NFL and everything else. So anyway, we got to take a quick break here. A lot of other stuff to get to here this morning, as well as we continue on, including 15 years yesterday was a big day. I'm going to tell you that story when we come back. Stay with us.
Radio.com.
Radio.com.
I'll tell you what. Yesterday, whether you're a casual or a hardcore sports fan or just like competitive sports, yesterday, two of the greatest players to ever play, Federer and Djokovic, without Nadal, of course, in there as well, played in one of the wildest and craziest finals. 5 hours of just unbelievable tennis. I would tell you it was a five-set historic match, but it was really six sets because they played 12-12 in this format that they have for a fifth set with Wimbledon. So they go to 12-12, and then they play a tiebreaker, which they had to explain it. I don't know if they knew at the end. They go, well, we're at 12-12. Here's what we need to do now.
Didn't they just institute that rule and didn't think it would even get to it?
You know what? I'm not even sure. I heard them talking about it, and then I was like, I wonder if they knew what the deal was.
Probably not.
They never had the fifth set and had to go to 12-12 and then 7-3 in a tiebreaker if somebody can't win by two games before they get to 12. And Fed, of course, ends up losing three tiebreakers and just played like can't play much better, except he'd love to have one serve. He's up 40-15 to win the match and can't win one. Yeah. Djokovic wins the next three or four points, and they kept it going. Ends up losing, of course, in a tiebreaker in that fifth set. Just 5 hours of just really – really fun tennis to play for tennis heads out there. It's kind of hard to, when you look at the big names, the fact of how many championships these guys have won, just really fun stuff to watch yesterday. Just back and forth, breaking each other, coming up with ridiculous shots, drop shots, lob shots, just everything. Great serving, just a lot of fun to watch. And as these guys were going at it, and of course, we're watching the NBA right in front of us. I thought had their best offseason ever, from the draft to free agency to the trades to summer league basketball. Really, really taken the last couple weeks, maybe more than they've ever done before. I know some people were bitching that Paul George wanted out. I don't know if they've been working on this, but he says, I want out of Oklahoma City. I don't want to play here anymore. I got my max. Get me out. I want to go play with Kawhi, and Kawhi apparently is telling the Clippers, get me Paul George and I'm coming. And, of course, they got that deal done. They gave up a lot. But
that was kind of shocking, too, because it happened in the middle of the night. So if you weren't up late watching that, you woke up in the morning to the entire landscape of the NBA changed. And two of the hottest teams in the offseason, two of the hottest teams in the league now, playing in the same building.
Yeah. No, listen.
Lakers, Clippers, 5:30 or 8:30 on Christmas Day.
It is.
They got to be playing in one of those. Yeah. The dinner game or the lunch game on Christmas Day.
Well, the big two in supporting cast is the new title. No more big threes, right? We were talking about everybody wants to get their big three. Forget that. It's a big two in supporting cast now. And who's got the best support? And we've already had Anthony Davis come out and say, hey, Lakers, we love the guys we got. Matter of fact, LeBron and I handpicked them ourselves because the guys were talking. We told our GM to kind of get out of the way. We'll take care of it.
Well, Palenka, give me a break.
And they got a pretty good set. So we'll
they
see
did
how
put a pretty good team together in LA for Lakerland.
But it's really to have a real clear cut because it can't be just about who's got the best two. It's got to be about five guys played, and the bench is still important and all that stuff. But LeBron and Anthony Davis and George and Kawhi Leonard and Harden and Westbrook, how's that going to work? As Westbrook's now back with Harden, who couldn't get rid of Chris Paul fast enough. Klay and Steph, Simmons and Embiid, if you're going to throw that in there. I just look at them, all of them, Greek Freak and Middleton.
Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero.
And Jimmy Butler, hey, I thought for sure while I was gone, I was like, damn, Pat Riley just did it again. Especially when I heard Westbrook wanted to come to Miami. I said, damn, they're going to end up getting, even though they're both 30, they're not getting them at 26, 27. But those two guys, that's pretty good.
That's a good duo.
That'll be fun to watch and see how it all plays out. Of course, it didn't happen.
Well, they wouldn't balk on giving two of their three young guys away. That's kind of the report. They didn't want to give up Hero and Bam, or they didn't want to give up Justice and Hero. Yeah. Like, they didn't want to give two of their three young assets away for a guy that, I mean, one of the most energetic and best players in the league right now, but 2 years from now, that's what you're worried about.
Yeah, you worry about giving guys contracts, new fresh contracts at 30, 31.
That's why you have to say no to Paul.
Yeah.
Like, we need to start a campaign, and we got to put up billboards, because I know Pat Riley loves the shiny object.
I don't think you have to do that.
I hope you're right. Pat Riley loves the shiny object, loves the reclamation project, loves the star that might be age that everyone gave up on. I don't want to take a chance on Chris Paul and give up a whole bunch of stuff for him.
I think Pat Riley also knows that's a lot of money for a guy 35, 36 years old.
$120 million over the next three?
Averaged 59 games will be Pat Riley's biggest turnoff. Averaged 59 games the last 3 years, missing a quarter of the season.
Mm-mm. No, thank you.
That'll be something that really turns him off. I don't know. Listen, if he does end up here, for right now, he's fine. But you're right, Zach. You're getting a guy. It's one thing getting a guy at 30. And I know these guys all take great care of themselves, but 34 is 34. We've seen it. We've seen him break down with Houston. And then everything else he does or doesn't bring
in the locker room. Yeah.
And all that. Yeah, I would pass on Chris Paul, too. Let's just go with what you have. Try to get in the playoffs and see, you know, what Jimmy Butler can.
I think this team's a playoff team. They're probably 6, 7, or 8 somewhere in that spot right now with Jimmy on this team. But if we balked on giving Russell Westbrook $92 million while he's 34 and 35, then you got to balk on giving Chris Paul $80 million while he's 37, 38.
Yeah,
like you can't, or 36, 37. No, no. You can't do that.
I agree. I tell you, the West is the one that's going to be fun.
Once again, that Western Conference playoffs.
Who's out in Utah, and they're jacked up about
Utah. And they should be.
Portland loves what they were able to do last year. Denver able to get their whole core of guys back. And then you look at what happened in L.A., as you just mentioned. I just think the whole thing is going to be fun. Even New Orleans. Listen, I think all of a sudden one of the hottest tickets in basketball. And they're going to be a lot better because all these games – the NBA really improved for the teams that have it, and of course the Pelicans have a really talented young team.
They do.
Young.
Yeah.
But I can't wait to see how it all plays out. I think once Klay Thompson comes back, I heard actually it was pretty interesting to hear Charles Barkley say he's not sure Golden State's gonna make the playoffs.
It's an interesting debate because it just depends on when Klay comes back and if Steph could play all those games without getting hurt.
No.
I know you're going to get 78 out of Draymond. He just plays every night, it seems, unless he gets suspended.
What else do you have on that team?
Well, that's the thing. They got rid of Sean Livingston. They had to buy him out. They're buying out Andre Iguodala's not there anymore. So there are a lot of these guys that are key players on this team in this championship 5-year span are not there anymore.
You know who's got an interesting team to watch? How about Dallas Mavericks?
Yes. If Porzingis is healthy and with Luka there, that team is going to be good. I think they're going to be good.
They got Iguodala.
Yeah.
Now there in the trade for a piece, and he's got to be play him properly at his age and stuff. But,
okay, so he comes off the bench, he plays 24 minutes a game, you're good.
NBA, man, it's going to be fun. It's not just going to be about one or two. Now, I still feel badly for a handful of the teams that just got no shot, but some of them got young, talented guys, and I think overall, you're never going to have every team's got a chance. You're never going to go, hey, every team's got a chance. Like Oklahoma City, I started to say the S word, is in the crapper.
They're in big trouble.
They got big
problems.
Look at
Chris Paul. They'll be good.
And we'll see how long Chris Paul wants to stay there before.
He's not staying there. They're going to have to get rid of him. He's going to put up such a fight before the season starts.
I think Oklahoma City's going to tell him, like, Chris, listen, we'd like to get rid of you, too.
Yeah. Help us find a trade suitor.
The money you're making at age 34, and God bless you that you got the contract. Hey, no hating on that. You didn't put a gun to anybody's head. Somebody gave you that contract, so it's yours. But, boy, that's going to be an interesting one.
When are we starting the Brad Beal watch? Is that already started down here now?
It's a little early because Washington's still talking about trying to build around him. Still, hey, we're trying to build around him. You don't think he wants out?
Oh, of course God. Yeah.
You don't think he's going, please, can I be the next guy to get moved? What do I have to do? What do they do in Oklahoma City? Tell me how I can do that. Because that's something that I'd really, really like
you
to
like
do.
You like Goran and Justice? You like Goran and Justice? We can match money.
Go back to Chris Paul. I'm just not a huge Chris Paul fan.
Me either.
So I got to be careful. I mean, I just doesn't do it for me, but I understand, you know, still a good player, and we've still seen him. He can dominate games, and he's got the talent. Just the whole thing.
Didn't we just get on Riley for putting him in putting us in the salary cap kind of hell with the Hassan deals and the other 2-year deals, and maybe we could use them as chips, but none of them are good chips to use. Now you want to put yourself in a category where you're paying Jimmy over the next 3 or 4 years and Chris Paul?
Yeah.
Like, don't do that.
No, I agree. It's not.
Come on.
Not a good move. I would agree with you if you're looking and Riley, God, give it to Riley, man. I really thought while I was gone, Riley was going to pull off the Westbrook.
So did everyone down here in South Florida.
By the way,
Florida,
I don't
Joe.
Care what anybody says. Westbrook is good for business. It's good for butts in seats. He's a fun guy to watch. He plays with an attitude. He's one of those guys. He's on your team. You like him, I think.
You would love him. We would love him if he was on this team.
And he'd be fun, and he's a fireball and everything else. So, anyway, we got all that. We got a lot more stuff to get to here. We jump into the 7 o'clock hour. Hey, by the way, it's kind of nice not to be talking about recruiting now. Slow down on all the recruiting talk and get ready for the college season. I'm going to be going to the ACC meeting.
That's right.
Media day here in a couple of days. And I guess the SEC Media Day starts today.
Yep.
They do theirs for, like, what, 2 weeks?
I think it's a 4-day thing, yeah.
God, they do theirs forever.
They have 2 days for each side. I think 2 days for each side of that conference.
Does anybody beat Clemson and Bama off the top with Georgia? Maybe the third best team.
Yep.
Oklahoma, somebody still got to beat them.
Yeah, they got Jalen Hurts there now, right?
Got some transfers in there. It's going to be fun. College football is going to be a blast, man, with the transfers. Who's going to, you know they're going to start keeping track of this year. I'm being dead serious. The transfers and the portal watch will be on who did the best in the portal. Whether it's defensive linemen, obviously we've got a bunch of quarterbacks
that's
to switch
right.
teams and see how they do. Yeah, I'm really curious to see. And then you've got your, just not by accident, but the best teams are the ones that have the best quarterback situation.
Of course.
Look to be in really, really good shape. So. And does Ohio State win the Big Ten again? Or is it time now? They're got a new quarterback coming in.
We got a good scouting report last week on the show here from Mario Cristobal on Justin Herbert. He came on the show last week and gave us a whole breakdown on the possible next quarterback for your Miami Dolphins.
Did he come on with Mario back
of course,
here on vacation?
He was in town.
Yeah, he always likes to come on.
Got some Cuban food and gave us a scouting report on Justin Herbert.
And he's recruiting about a half a dozen guys.
Oh, yeah,
here
that
in
too.
South
that
Florida.
Too. That's right.
Hey, we got 7 o'clock hour coming up. We'll have a lot more.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.